Good afternoon, Audio Boo. It's Sunday, the 18th of January 2015. It's just after 12 p.m., probably about 10 and quarter past, between that time anyway. Hope that you are all well. It's very cold here in Great Yarmouth, but sunny. No snow as yet. Although I have heard that parts of the country have snow. Not good. Hope it misses Great Yarmouth, and I definitely hope it misses London. Having a pleasant weekend. Went out into Great Yarmouth yesterday. Had some lunch at Market Row Cafe. Then did some shopping. And then had a drink at Starbucks. Last night went out for a meal with Darren's mum and dad to a place called The Swan in Barnbury. I think that's what it's called. In Beccles. I liked the place. However, the only thing I would say about it is there was a lot of emphasis about how good it was by Darren's mum and dad. And to be quite honest, I don't know why. I like fish, and which is a good job that I do, because the Swan is predominantly a fish food restaurant. They do some non-fish dishes, but they're sort of steaks, and I didn't fancy that because I thought, well, I could have a steak anywhere. Oh, just about to sneeze. Excuse me, Audio Boo. Thankfully, I didn't paint my phone. I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, so yeah, I thought I could have a steak anywhere. So I had prawns in phyllo pastry. I said phyllo in phyllo pastry, which were nice, really nice. The dip that you get with it, it was a strange taste. It was sweet chili, but it was just, I don't know, it was just an odd taste, I think, to have with prawns, but never mind. And it came with a little bit of a salad.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like dipping fish.
And Darren had exactly the same starter as I did.
I didn't even touch the dip.
And Darren had
breaded haddock,
and some
even
chips.
I never battered
my haddock in public. Darren! Don't lower the tone of my Audio Boo, otherwise I'll have to stop it and do it again, which I don't really want to do.
I won't say anything.
Not about that anyway. You can speak, but what was I going to say? Oh, now he's... Oh. And he had that with chips. And I had fresh salmon, actually. Although it wasn't smoked, I don't think. Fresh salmon in tarragon and something butter. And that came with salad, a few little peas, and sort of coleslaw, which was a bit strange, but yeah. And I had a few chips. I didn't want that many, because they actually brought chips and put it on the table instead of everybody getting their own. It's a place I possibly would go again, but I wouldn't go out of my way to go there. It's expensive by taxi, because it's quite far. It is fortunate that we went with other people so we could split the cost of the cab. And actually, it was pretty expensive to eat there, which I already knew because of looking it up on the internet. The wonders of internet, folks. So, I mean, as I say, it wasn't awful, but it wasn't a wonderful place that people made out to be. Darren's mum and dad said they really liked it last time they went. And maybe they did, but I can't see why they thought it was fantastic. I don't understand. I'm not sure why that was. I'm going to have to put the heating on again for a little while because I'm freezing. How do I do it? I think it's like that. Oops, yeah, it is. Thank God. Darren put the heating on earlier and I told him to turn it off because it got really hot. And that could have been because I went outside with the dog and came back in. And I was like, oh, I'm hot. And now I'm freezing.
Put it back on then.
I just have.
Do you know, there's only one thing about putting on really warm clothes.
What's that?
They get cold so bloody quick.
Yeah, Darren's just
but
put...
But the initial night... But
did some washing overnight and Darren's just put on some...
A warm T-shirt.
Warm T-shirt from the tumble dryer.
But it doesn't stay warm for that long.
Oh, I can still... Oh, yeah, no, it doesn't.
No.
Did you wear pants from the tumble dryer as well?
No.
Well, you could have done. There's some in there.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to go looking for them as well.
Oh, God's sake. As you can hear, the noise of the tumble dryer.
Hey, was it as noisy as it used to be?
Oh, God, it's not. I mean, before, I couldn't even stand... Oops, just fell over Zara's bed. I can't think what I was saying there. Well, I certainly could not have... excuse me. Could not have been in the same room as it before. Because it was really, really noisy. Oh, yeah, well, you can fall asleep to anything, though.
Boat engine.
Oh, yeah, he did. When we were on the Norfolk Broads a couple of years ago with Darren's mum and dad, we went on a 2-week trip, holiday, and Darren went to bed. Went to lay down for a little while and actually fell asleep. And our cabin was above the engine.
Literally.
And there is no way that anybody could... Well, you would think there is no way that anyone could fall asleep to that racket. But no, Darren did. And only woke up when his dad turned the engine off.
It was the engine stopping
that
to
wake me up. Yeah. Oh, God, it's flipping freezing. Really, really cold. Oh, what are you tapping? My dog. Why? Tap her. Tap her, tap her, tap her. He's a little baby. Yeah, we know. She came last night and she was good. But socially, she still is good, even though she's going to be 8 at the end of March. I can't believe how fast it's all gone. Yep. March 27th, 2007, she was born. And ironically, at that time, I was still working my first guide dog, Honey. Because Honey retired on the 3rd of August, 2007. And Zara was still... Well, she was a baby.
You were still drinking puppy milk, weren't you?
She was not. She would have been out of puppy milk by then.
I don't think they weaned off the puppy milk.
Well, when they stopped suckling their mother...
But then
have to
wean them off that,
or
is it just natural?
Oh, well. It's sort of... They do get weaned off, but it happens pretty quick, within about 4 weeks. Because obviously she would have been taken away from her mum when she was 6-7 weeks,
yeah.
And she was placed with her puppy walker,
yeah,
in Scotland. Lady called Helen Nicol.
She's
born in Leamington.
Leamington?
Yeah. What, in... Yeah, I think she was.
What, Leamington, the SU?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then she was taken to... Then she was taken to Scotland.
Yes. Those dogs, I did my training there.
I'm sure that's what Helen Nicol said. I have to read her email again. I can't remember. And then she was... Her early part of her training was done in Forfar, which is great. Because Forfar's got a very, very good reputation.
It has, I've never had any
And then she was brought down here, well, to London, to have her advanced training and be matched. And she was matched to me. I met her on the 3rd of November 2008 and trained, started my training on the 1st of December 2008. So, I can't believe it. The people on Twitter were talking about how long they had their dogs and how old they were, and it'll be 7 years this year that I've had her.
Isn't that depressing?
No, it's just what it is.
It goes too quick.
Where are you going? Oh, God. Don't you start using ear pods again. I'll probably end up finding them on the floor like I did before. it's... I don't know. The time does go so fast, actually. Oh. I'm tired for some reason and I'm not quite sure why. What? Oh. I'm going to... Before I get myself ready, I'm gonna make a coffee, I think. Huh? Oh God, no, just another more one. Can't even bother to faff about with the Tassimo.
I might have a splatimo.
Go on then, you have a Tassimo. You do that first. Go on then, off you go.
Where is it? So I was looking for your cup actually.
My cup's here.
You must have. Oh, so I actually thought I was trying to feel for it, and I couldn't see it on the table.
That's because you're blind, darling. Here you go.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, don't forget it.
Yeah,
sure. Zig-zig! Oh, I am so freezing. Do you know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say I wouldn't go out. I'm freezing. I would not go out. Oh, my fingers.
Well, that's all right. You can bloody help my mum and dad.
Oh, God, that's the other trouble. Dan's mum and dad's place seems so hot, it's untrue. You wouldn't be freezing up their house, bloody hell. They don't seem to, I don't know why, but their place gets so hot. Do you know, my Audioboo Plus account hasn't run out yet, obviously.
Well, I think you must have done it in late Jan, early Feb.
No, I think it was late Feb or mid-Feb, I don't know.
Well,
I'll have to look for my receipt.
Let's just hope that you've got it for Teddy Ford.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just do 10-minute booze at Hereford. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
just Darren and I are going to go and visit Vicky 2, anyone following her on Audioboo, in February, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I've not been back to Hereford.
Saw Vicky back in end of July, actually. And we've been meaning to arrange to go to Hereford, and now we're going to go.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. I haven't been back to Hereford since about...
You haven't been to Hereford since you left?
No, I have been back after I left.
You went back, did you?
Yeah. But, I was saying to Darren, it's a shame I haven't got Honey with me, because she would have remembered Hereford.
Yeah.
I remember when I went back to Hereford after I left, and
we went
back to the college, and Honey tried to take me to all the places I used to go. Like, she was sort of like, would you like to go and watch Get Your Post? I'm like, no, I'm not going to get my post. Would you like to go to lectures? No, I'm not going to lectures. How about going to the refectory? Yeah, I'll go to the refectory. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That was a trailer.
That's just hit the floor.
Live on Audioboo. That could have been my scales. Let me just...
No, it wasn't. It was a tray.
Let me just pause this for a minute. Okay, I'm now back. A tray fell off the worktop and parts of it smashed. So we had to obviously find the tray and pick it up and throw it in the bin and find the bits. As I found some bits, and then I had to get the Hoover out and Hoover them up because I couldn't really take chances because they were sharp on Zara's feet. So the Kirby had an outing. The Kirby's a good Hoover, actually. I really like it. I just wish it wasn't so heavy. It felt, fortunately, it has got a drive belt. It's actually got a drive on it.
The only Hoover on though, it's got power steering.
Yeah, it's got power steering. Well, it, without it, there is no way you can move it. Well, I certainly can't. And it's a really good Hoover. Very expensive, I'm not going to lie about it, if you're buying it brand new. Yeah, but Recon's okay. I mean, it's not awful. They had obviously done it up and done whatever to it. And but to buy it brand new, although it's a lifetime Hoover, and it sort of is because you can have it serviced every year, and they and because it's how powerful it is. It does a really good job with pet hair. The only, you know, there are things about it I don't like. And it's, yeah, it's very, it'll grab anything. Which is good if it's dog hair, but apart from that, anything else, it'll eat it. The thing is, it's, as I say, without the drive belt, it would be extremely heavy. It's made, I think it's steel it's made from, I think. I'm not sure. And the annoying thing about it is that it uses bags, obviously, which you need to replace sort of when it's full up. But you couldn't get much better Hoover. It's actually classed, I think, as a domestic Hoover, I think, anyway. An industrial Hoover, and it really is an amazing Hoover with just pet hair and God knows whatever else. And it, you know, you can definitely tell that you've used it. Apparently, it looks really nice once it's been used. Like the carpet looks really clean. And as I'm a bit of a hygiene freak, it's a good job that we have one. Hey, Daz.
Hmm?
I'm a bit of a hygiene freak, so it's a good job we have a Kirby.
I think freak's the wrong word. It's just very hygiene conscious.
Oh. I'm almost OCD-ish about
OCD.
It. I am. Oh, God. Heating's on, thank goodness. Darren's making me a 3-in-1 coffee. Maxwell House Coffees. Which has got the coffee, milk and sugar in it, in a sachet. And he is making himself a Tassimo latte, I think.
I am.
Why don't you use one? Why don't you have one of the Americano ones?
Because I just want to finish the box off.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's having a latte. So, as I'm in the front room, you can't hear the tumble dryer. Just making sure that Darren doesn't smash anything else. At first, I thought it was my scales, and I was going to like, oh, no, my scales.
If it was a scale, trust me,
you
would not be happy.
No, because I like my scales.
My face would have been...
No, it wouldn't. You would have just had to have replaced them. There's no point in getting angry over something like that. I mean, they're not exactly expensive, so it's not... I mean, if it was my iPhone, I would have been... upset.
That's your coffee done.
Okay, so I need to go and get it. Because Darren can't carry it when it's hot.
Well, what's my latte?
I'll
put it cold.
Huh?
What's up with my latte as well? It's cold.
Yeah, right.
Now we've got the milk into it.
God, that coffee smells. Oh, God. There's a very strong smell of coffee. The 3-in-1 and the latte. It's funny, I drink coffee, but I actually prefer its smell to its taste. I couldn't drink really, really strong coffee. I don't like it. I'll just go and get my drink. Put my phone down here. Oops. Oh. That makes such a funny noise. Ooh. For anyone that has a Tessimo, will realise that when the steam stuff comes out, it goes... Oh, my fingers are really sore now.
Shut that off.
Oh, bugger. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this because I was going to try and do, like, an atmospheric different... You know, whatever, and do it for an hour. Oh, yeah, that's probably on here.
It is.
Oopsie.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Things
happen. But I didn't want to record hoovering it up because that's bloody noisy. Although, I will do a demonstration of the noise of the Kirby sometime. Because I really like it. I know I moaned about it, but I think it's a really cool... I think it's an amazing hoover for what it does.
It's as good as it is annoying.
Yeah.
Which is a direct contradiction.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it does such a good job. I mean, I know I can't see it, but I can tell.
It does such a good job, which is worth the annoyance.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think it probably does. Anyways, I'm going to publish this and... If you managed to get this far, thanks. If not, don't blame you. Speak soon.